So continuing where we left off yesterday, we talked about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. What divided the Holy of Holies from the outside area, which is known as the Kodesh, literally translating as the sanctum or holy place? So this is actually an interesting discussion, because there was a big difference between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, for more than one reason. B'Bayis HaRishon, in the second halacha of the fourth chapter, the Rambam continues to describe the schematic of the temple compound. He says, in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a kotel. There was actually a wall that divided between the Kodesh and between the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The density was an amma. It was an amma thick. B'kevan shobanu habayis hasheni. Now they were building the second Beit HaMikdash. The original foundations, they had more or less, not every foundation, but they had an idea of where things were supposed to go. Nistapik Lehem, they had a question about this wall. Which space does it occupy? Is it Ovi HaKoysel, is the depth of this wall, Mimidas HaKodesh, is it from the 20 Amot of the Kodesh, or is from the 40 Amot of the Kodesh, or from the Mimidah Kodesh HaKadoshim, is it from the 40 Amot of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? We had 60 Amot long. 60 Amot was divided. One third was Kodesh HaKadoshim, inner sanctum, holy of holies. Two-thirds is the outer arena, the Kodesh. We're not sure where to put this wall now. Does this wall take up space in the outer area, or does it take up space in the inner sanctum? We did not know. So what do you do? Lefichach, therefore, asu Kodesh HaKadoshim av Yeser Mama, Timimot. They made a Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the hollow space inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim was a full 20 Amot. So HaKodesh, they made the Kodesh, and the Kodesh was, the inside space, the empty space was, Arboim Amo Temimot. How are we going to put a division? V'hinichu Amo Yaseira. They left an extra Amo. So instead of being 60 Amot long, the room was actually 61 Amot long.
Just one Amo?
One extra Amo, 18 inches. And that 18 inches was between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So problem one, we have to have a wall, we have to have a division. It's an amma wide, we don't know where to put it. Now this raises a whole slew of questions, because you're not allowed to change or deviate from the schematic of the Beis HaMikdash. It's all miyad olai hiskil, it's all from Hashem. How did he do this? On the other hand, there was a requirement to do this. That actual amma is called in halachic terminology the dvir, like dvir beitecha. So the beauty or glory of Hashem's house is that it's very important to have that modesty wall. You had to make a division between the Holy of Holies and between the Holy. It's like a big deal. So what are you supposed to do here? So the answer is, since they had no choice, since they were uncertain, they knew that the Kodesh has to be 20 Amot. They knew that the Kodesh HaKadoshim, pardon me, the Kodesh has to be 40 Amot, and they weren't sure, but it necessarily needs to have that Amma. So they took the liberty of adding that Amma without having a choice. It was easier to add an Amma, halachically, than to take an Amma off of the space that wasn't supposed to be taken from. So if they actually would be encroaching on the Holy of Holies, that would be a terrible sin. Even encroaching on the Holy would be a sin. What do you do? You would say, some people would say, divide it. Put six half amma or half amma there. You'd still be encroaching half amma. And it seems pretty clear that they knew what they did have was that it was a separate. It wasn't a half. It was an absolute. It was an absolute division over there. They didn't know what to do. And because of this, they having no choice, they added this extra amma. Now, there's an urban legend that this is why in the second Beis HaMikdash they didn't build a wall, which is patently wrong. The Rambam continues, as V'leibonu koysel b'bayis sheni, they did not build a wall in the second Beis HaMikdash. It's not saying, umipnei ze leibonu, because of this they didn't build. Matter of fact, they did not build a wall. Why didn't they build a wall? Because the first Beis HaMikdash was 30 amot high. A structure that's 30 amot high can have a wall that's an amma wide, an amma thick, dense, and it will be able to sustain itself. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they built it 40 amot high. A wall that's 40 amot, that's only an amma wide, is simply not sustainable. The wall would collapse. You can't put supports, because the moment you're supports, you're encroaching on the holy space. So the obvious question would say, build it wider than an amma. They weren't allowed to build a wire that's an amma. They can't change from the schematic of the Beis HaMikdash that they were given originally. The only thing, the maximum they could have allowed themselves was to add that amma, because they knew there was an amma called the Dvir, and the amma had to go somewhere. But since we had no choice, didn't know where to put it, what we did is, we left one amma, and that's all. But because there has to be a division. So the Rambam says, Asu shtei parochot, they had two curtains. Two curtains. Achat mitzad kodesh hakadoshim, one at the end of the line of scrimmage with 20 amot ended on the kodesh hakadoshim, and achot, one at the end of 40 amot where the kodesh ended. Ubeinayim amma, and in between these two curtains there was a space of an amma 18 inches wide. And that was the ovei hakoisel shahaya berishon, that was the density of the first Beis HaMikdash. And the first Beis HaMikdash, they had this width of an amma. Avol b'migdash rishon lehayosham ela paroiches achas bavad, in the Beis HaMikdash there was one parochet, and as the Kesef Mishnah points out, it was not just that in the Beis HaMikdash there was a parochet. The parochet served a different purpose. The purpose of the parochet in the first Beis HaMikdash was as a modesty panel. There was a wall, there was big doors, and there was a curtain hanging in front of those doors. In the second Beis HaMikdash, the curtains actually comprised the wall, the demarcation itself. And so when the Kodesh HaKadoshim would be entered, in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, the curtain would be cast aside, the doors would be open, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim would be entered by Kohen Gadol. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they would open the curtain on one side, on the right side. The Kohen Gadol would go into behind the curtain, and he would walk down a long aisle that was 18 inches wide, an amma wide, holding fire, with curtains on either side. He would come down to the end, and he would come at the end, so he would enter on this side, walk all the way down here, and he would find the curtain drawn back on the other side. And that's how the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we had a totally different situation. But Migdash Rishon, the Parochet was only there as an act of demarcation, as an act of respect and honor, was not actually serving a function. In the second Beis HaMikdash, both of the curtains actually served a function. Besides being beautiful and besides showing modesty and so on and so on and so forth, they also served the purpose of being the wall that was missing. And that's the story of the missing space, the empty space that was only found in the second Beit HaMikdash.
So the Kohen Gadol was going in between those parochas?
The Kohen Gadol walked in between the second Beit HaMikdash.